Wow. Thank you to our music team, and the choir is back again. Thank you, Jesus. Holy buckets. Whew. We have some announcements today, several. If you could take your insert out of your bulletin, that'd be great. For this, Holy Buckets is incredible what they've done here. They've just done an amazing job. So thank you. And we're having a pet blessing today at 2 o'clock in the back patio. So please bring your pets, leashed, please, or photos of them, and take part in this blessing of our loved ones. It'll be wonderful. The big news today this week is our fall book study is kicking off with this Sunday service. And the book we are studying is The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And it is an incredible one. We have it right here. And check it out. Whoa. Heavy. We'll start the book study off with many options to participate. We'll have the minister's book study group on Thursdays at 10:30 in the morning. And on Tuesday evenings here at church at 7 p.m. And last but not least, the home study groups, there are many, many all over the city, and there's still time to sign up for one. The sign-up sheets are in the garden court, and self-study guides are also there, and you can also download a study guide at unitychristchurch.org. We have a great fall coming our way. Thank you, God. Next week, on Sunday the 12th, we have a special guest and service with Reverend Pat and one of his amazing mentors, Reverend Dr. Richard Billings. They will be doing a service in concert with each other, something new and wonderful here. The service will then be followed by coffee, tea, and Reverend Pat at 1 o'clock in the Fillmore Room. And also on Monday evening, the 13th at 7 p.m., Reverend Billings will lead a silent unity healing service. The healing service originated by our co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore, and this silent unity healing service has been facilitated for over 100 years. It is something you just don't want to miss. It's just mark your calendars, praise God. And another big event is our new membership weekend coming up on October 24th through the 26th. It's a Friday through Sunday. For those of you who have prayerfully considered joining this wonderful congregation, please check your bulletins for the specific information. Also, more great events. It's just endless. Dr. Paul Sheely's workshop on October 19th. David Roth in concert here on Sunday the 26th at 5 p.m. So please check your insert and bulletin on these two and all the marvelous events going on at our spiritual community. So now we'll start our service. So please silence your phone and give the others and yourself this sacred time. And if you feel called to do so, check in on Facebook before silencing off. So, thank you for coming today. Praise God, sharing your Sunday morning with us. Let's start with prayer. Oh, we thank you, Spirit. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this spiritual community and each and every person in this sanctuary and those who have not been able to come today. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all the gifts that are bestowed on us by you. And for this, we say thank you, God, in the name and through the power of Jesus the Christ, your Son, our brother. Amen. So we begin our services by affirming together our affirmations found in your bulletin. So let's start with our mission statement. We are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision statement, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous, spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation, I am quiet enough to hear God speaking to me. And I invite our on-duty prayer chaplains to please stand. Thank you. These individuals arrived early today to hold sacred space for us, and they are here to share with you in prayer any joys, concerns, just any kind of celebration. So please, if you have a need, just seek them out. I assure you it'll be a blessing to you as well as them. You may be seated. Thank you. So please stand for our opening song, Amazing Things. The words are written in your bulletin. Thank you.
You will do amazing things with the choice each new day brings. And with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason you live is found in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams. You will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing, you will do amazing things. All the places you will go, and the people you will know, don't worry when or where or how, you don't have to know right now, you're on the right track. No need to look ahead or back. Just enjoy what this day brings. You will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing.
Light. It's amazing. Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to welcome our first-time guest. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand, and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest, God bless you, all that courage right there. Keep your hand up, please. Keep your hand up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hand up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving this morning tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. It also has a welcoming CD in that packet. There's a pink card in that packet, and if you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is truly a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these wonderful guests this morning. This is also the first Sunday of the month, which is Name Tag Sunday. We invite you to wear a name tag if you choose to help build community. And then also it is birthday and anniversary month. So today, if you have a birthday in the month of October or an anniversary in the month of October, we invite you to please stand and remain standing. We have a special affirmation for you today. Please stand and remain standing. Yes, thank you, thank you. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity movement, says that we have 12 spiritual gifts within us, and he's assigned a spiritual gift to each of the months. And for the month of October, he has assigned the gift of zeal. Your zeal and your disciple is Simon the Canaanite. Your color is orange, and zeal is the ability to be enthusiastic, your ability to be passionate, and it's your ability to start and to motivate. And so you have this gift within you, and you have that opportunity to develop that gift. Your affirmation is, I enthusiastically accept my good and go forward to achieve. I enthusiastically accept my good and go forward to achieve. Judy and Jan Becker right here, 38 years together, and yet they're celebrating their first marriage anniversary today. God bless you. Thank you, and you may be seated. We enjoy greeting each other. We do that each and every Sunday morning with a smile. We do it with a handshake. We do it with a hug. We do it with namaste. We usually just pick one. And we always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So this next song is one of my favorites. It's one I requested, and I want you to notice the words of this song. It really ties in beautifully with our lesson today. Let's remain seated as we sing this together. I am light.
Of the brokenness inside, mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that causes me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am alive.
I am
alive. I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive. I am not the color of my eyes. I am not the skin on the outside. I am not my age. I am my dreams, my soul inside.
Is all I.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you're invited to mentally add your prayers to this box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another additional 30 days. The word for today is inspire. Spirit inspires me in new ways. Inspiration comes through many channels. People I meet, places I visit, words and pictures that stir my heart and my spirit. When I am inspired, I feel new energy and I connect to something bigger than myself. I aspire to reach new heights and achieve goals I may not have imagined possible. Inspiration is always within reach. In quiet moments, I tap into my source, which fills me with divine ideas and encourages me in new directions. I am confident and excited about the possibilities ahead. With God as my guide, I am motivated to grow beyond my self-imposed limits and claim my happiness and be of service to others. I respond to Spirit's call with confidence and joy. And Scripture also tells us, examine yourselves to see whether you are living in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. The word for today, my friends, is inspire.
Let us relax in our chairs, being as relaxed and as unaffected as possible, keeping your back straight as is comfortable, and allow your mind to grow peaceful. We are going to start simply by concentrating on the breath. Concentrating on the breath can very quickly and very deeply calm the mind. As you relax, focus your awareness on your breathing. When you breathe in, flow into yourself with your breathing. When you breathe out, flow out with your breathing. Each time you breathe in, know that you are breathing in the love, peace, and bliss of God, the great I am. Spirit is the great I am. And we, as Spirit's children, are also I am. Breathe in and feel your truth. We are the I am. We are not our thoughts or experiences. When you breathe out, know that you are breathing out everything within you that is not your truth. Darkness, sadness, or anything stressful. When you breathe in the great I am. the light and love of God. Let us rest in the silence where we commune with Spirit. And now, as we return to this space and time, we know we can return at any time and rest and relax in our truth. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
While our choir is being seated, I just want to share with you that Judy Menar wrote that song and lyrics. And and I think what touches my heart as much is the fact that she wrote it for this lesson. And so the music today has just been awesome. Also, I just want to share with you that I'm so excited about Reverend Dr. Richard Billings, my friend. We just celebrated his 90th birthday, and he will be with us next week. And you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this consciousness. That's what you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss this consciousness. And then on Monday night, when he does this silent unity healing service, mark your calendar. If you have a healing need, emotional, mental, spiritual healing need, you want to be present in this healing consciousness on Monday night. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. For my dear friends, he will be facilitating the silent unity service that has been facilitated, that was facilitated by Myrtle Fillmore, and has been facilitated for over 100 years. So you think I'm excited about him coming? You betcha I am. You bet it. We're going to do something unique next week, but I don't know what that's going to be, but whatever, it'll be unique. Anyway, I want to just share with you, this has been a stretch for me. Is anyone else reading it? It's a stretch for them? Oh, yes. I don't know about you, but I read the chapter and then I read it again. And you know, it's just every time I read it, there's something new to be unfolded. And this is one of these kind of lessons today, my dear friends, that the lesson's never finished. It's just time to give it. You know, it's not finished. It's just time to give it. And so he starts the book out by saying, right in the introduction, he says, the chapters of this book are nothing but mirrors for seeing yourself, with a little s, yourself from different angles. And through the journey we are about to embark on is an inner one. It's an inner journey. And it will draw upon every aspect of your life. It will push every button imaginable. And he goes on to say, the only requirement asked of you is the willingness to honestly look at yourself in the most natural, intuitive manner. Remember, if we are seeking the root of self, what we are actually seeking is you. And he goes through this whole series, and he's going to help us seek ourselves by finding ourselves. And we're looking today at awakening consciousness. Next week, we're going to be looking at experiencing energy. What does that have to do with waking up? Freeing ourselves, going beyond, and living life. So my dear friends, even especially our guest, you're here by divine appointment today. You're here by divine appointment. You may not even have known today that we are starting this series, but you are here for a reason. And you're here today to discover the greater part of you, that you with a capital Y. I love the song that we, all the music we did this morning, but one of the hymns we did you notice that hymn when it says, I am not my brokenness inside? I am not the voices in my head. When I hear that, I go, thank you, Father, Mother, God. We're not the voices in our head. We're not the chatter that is always there. And yet so often we identify with that chatter, and that's who we think we are. Have you noticed that chatter seems to be there, and yet we're aware that it's there, right? We're aware that it's there. So we, the you, the awareness, is having almost a conversation with the chatter. So if we can be the subject and observing the chatter, we are not the chatter. Thank you, God. We are not the chatter. And if you notice this voice on the inside, that it can have this discussion with you. Last night, shortly before I went to bed, I'd already laid down to go to bed, and I was in bed about 8:00. And my mind went, okay, let me see how this works. Because I've been observing this for the last few days. And it's like, oh, I should have looked at the Goldsmith quote. Oh, I don't have time to get up and go look for the Goldsmith. I need to be rested for tomorrow. That's more important than going to this. And I argued with myself right on the inside. Can anybody relate to that? Well, thank you, God, you don't have to check me into an institution today, you know? That's what's going on inside my head. And it's arguing with us, and we know that we are not the chatter. So finally I say, shut up. and go to sleep. God, shut up and go to sleep. Why don't you talk all the time? And yet, my dear friends, if you will find out, the voice in your head, the voice in my head, more than likely talks most of the time. It is even arguing, giving you a different point of view. It is actually narrating what you are seeing. Oh, there's a dog. I wonder what that kind of dog is. And blah, 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 blah. It's just, can't you just look and say, it's a simple dog? No. This voice is constantly in your head. And you may say, well, why is it there? I want it to shut up and be quiet. And one of the reasons that he says in the book it is there is because the same reason a tea kettle whistles, is to release pressure sometimes. He said also it provides a protective mechanism for us at times. Because as long as we think that we can engage with that voice, we think for some reason we are more protected, we are more in control, or we have the illusion of we are more in control. But we know, my dear friends, that when we hear this voice speaking to us, we know that obviously it is not who and what we are. We are something greater than the voice. He says on page 10, he says, let me just share really quickly. It's so important, I believe, what he says on page 10, if I can find page 10. He says, there is nothing more important to true growth than realizing that you are not the voice of the mind. You are the one who hears it. If you don't understand this, you will try to figure out which of the many things the voice says is really you. People go through so many changes in the name of trying to find themselves. Find yourself. People go through so many changes in trying to do this. They want to discover which of these voices, the one that's arguing, the one that's saying shut up, the one that's chatting, which of these voices, which of these aspects of their personality is who they really are? And the answer is simply none of them. None of them. We are none of the voices in our head. And yet, if we are not careful, we can get caught up in that self-talk. So what Michael Singer, in this wonderful book, says that we can learn to do is to step back and observe the voice in the head. He says, just by being the observer of the chatter begins to cease. Just by being the observer, rather than getting caught up in the chatter, observe the chatter. He also says that he's also given this voice another name. He said that this voice in our head is almost like we have a roommate. A roommate that's living upstairs. And this roommate is just a maniac. A maniac. He says, because what happens is this roommate, we seemingly have one problem after another. Have you noticed the last time in your life when you were aware that you just did not have a problem? Most of the time we're thinking about a past problem. We are in the midst of a problem. All of this is outer stuff. We're in the midst of the problem. But when that problem goes away, guess what we get to do? This roommate reminds us one more time that we have another problem in our life. So suddenly, if we're not careful, we can get up and say, well, we're our problems. And again, that roommate will argue with you. Well, I should marry Jane. Well, no, you shouldn't marry Jane. You know, the last time you married Jane, look what happened. Perhaps you shouldn't marry Jane. So it's back and forth. And again, Michael encourages us not to get caught up in the problem outside. He says the first thing that we want to do is to observe the problem. To observe the problem. And not get be living in the problem. To realize that we can see the problem, whatever it may be, but we are not the problem. We are not the voices in our head. We are not the roommate, and we are not the problem. And he says, once we can step back and we can see that we are not the problem, my dear friends, then what we can do is we can engage in the solution of the problem, or allow the solution of the problem to show up. So he says, begin to watch your inner roommate, this inner voice. Begin to watch it. Don't judge it. Just look and see what this inner roommate is saying. Is it saying nice things? Is it saying critical things? Just become aware of it. Is it saying positive? Is it saying negative? Again, I think most of us could agree with it that most of the time, for me anyway, it does feel like a maniac in my head. Again, I think sometimes if everything that was going through our mind and we were walking down the street and we were verbalizing everything that went through our mind, I would be like some of the people that I ran into in New Orleans walking in the French Quarter. I would think they need to be institutionalized. We too. So it says, look at it. And he gives us two things. He says, one of the things that helps tremendously, of course, is that silence that was sung about, that beautiful song, going into the stillness and becoming quiet and still. We call it meditation. And he also, I was really pleasantly pleased. He says, the other thing that can help us is yoga. He says, we think we do yoga because of the fact that it can help our bodies. And of course, he says, that's important. But he says the most important thing about it is that it helps us to focus. It helps us to focus our awareness. He also covers in this book, he asks a very important question. He says, who are you? Who are you? And you know, if someone asks you that question today, many of us may have different answers. Well, I'm married to John Smith. Well, is that who you are? Well, I'm the person that had a previous career in retail and now I'm a minister. But is that who you are? Who are you? No, I'm not talking about the outside things. I'm not talking the objects and the things that you have done. We can see that. But if you can see that, is that the you? Then who are you? If all of these objects in the outer world disappeared, would you still be there? Of course you would. Because if these objects suddenly disappeared, you may be experiencing fear. You may be experiencing upset. You may be experiencing wonder, confusion. But my dear friends, guess what? We are not these emotions. Because we are experiencing the emotions. We're experiencing the objects on the outside that we are not. We're experiencing the emotions, the upsetness, the fear, the anger, and we are not our fear. We are not our anger. We're not our happiness. And then he goes on and asks the question a little deeper. He says, then, if you are not your emotions, then are you your thoughts? Thoughts are things. Are you your thoughts? And we just said a few minutes ago, no, we can, as the observer seated in the seat of consciousness, we can observe our thoughts. So we are not our thoughts. We're not our thoughts. We're not the objects out here. We are not our emotions, and we are not our thoughts. And then he pauses, and he shares with us, he says on page 28, he says that consciousness is the highest word you will ever utter. There is nothing higher or deeper than consciousness. Consciousness is pure awareness. And pure awareness is consciousness. So then he takes us and asks the question again. He says, so who are you? Who are you? And he answers that beautifully. But only you can answer it for yourself. Only you can answer that question this week as you continue to ponder, who am I? And this is what he offers for us to consider. You are the one that sees. You are the one that sees. You are the one that observes. You observed yourself when you were 14. You observed yourself when you were 44. You observed yourself when you were 84. But you are still in there. It's me inside that sees. It's you inside that sees. And he offers us one heck of a challenge. He offers us the opportunity to stay within the you, to stay within the me, and to be able to look and first observe our thoughts. Those are pretty close. And say, I'm not my thoughts. Then observe our emotions. I'm not my emotions. And then observe the outer world. I'm not the outer world. I'm my inner world. I'm not the outer world. I'm not the outer world. And I'm certainly not my problems. I may be experiencing some challenges, but I am not my challenges. And he says that we can do this as we continue to meditate. We become more aware that the you is aware, that we are aware. And he says, once we stay in that awareness, then guess what happens? The chatter in our mind ceases just by observing it. And that we experience more peace. Go to sleep at night as opposed to Pat, shut up and go to sleep. Peace. He also uses our lucid dream as an example. Many of us, have you ever dreamed a dream before? And you knew you were dreaming? Please, someone say yes, okay? Yes, you knew you were dreaming. You were flying, perhaps, in the dream. But you knew that it was a dream. You were observing in your sleep that you were dreaming and it was a dream. He says, that is a lucid dream. He says, a regular dream is when we are so immersed in the dream that even we are not aware that we are dreaming. And then he compares it to how we live our lives. Regular dreaming is you are unconscious of what's going on in your life. You are right in the middle of the anger. You're right in the middle of the emotions. You're right in the middle of the thoughts. But he says if we can do this in our dream state, be aware of what's happening, we can do it in our awakened state as well. We can be aware of what is happening and going, oh my God, oh my God. I don't have to get caught up in it. I can observe it because I am the one that sees and I can observe this as long as I, as he refers to, am in the seat of consciousness. And he says that we take our seat in consciousness, and when we are centered in this seat, we can observe it and know that we are not it. He says, what differentiates a conscious, centered being from a person who is not so conscious is simply the focus of their awareness. We are aware. That we are aware, that we are aware, and we are conscious. The more you are willing to just let the world be something you're aware of, the more it will let you be who you are. The awareness, the self with a capital S, the soul, the God within. So who am I? Wow. I can only answer that for me. And you can only answer that for you. He says, ask it, and you will notice that the answer is not an intellectual answer. You are the answer. Be the answer, and everything will change. Awakening to awareness. This is your assignment this week, if you choose to accept it. Read chapters 1-4. In fact, I would imagine you might read it more than once. Chapters 1-4. Join a class, a group, or a discussion. Pick up a study guide out front, or if you choose to, download it from our website. Ask yourself often this week, who am I? Who am I? Observe your thoughts. Begin the process first just by observing your thoughts. And know that you are not the crazy roommate voices in your head. Ask yourself this. Jesus says that we are to be in the world, but not of the world. What does that mean to you? What does that mean from this lesson? And next week, we are going to continue our journey by looking at energy and how that helps us to discover self. We talked about the voices in our head. We talked about that crazy maniac roommate. We talked about who am I, and the lucid dreaming and living a conscious life. I love you, I bless you, and I behold the real you. And so it is. Amen.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines on my face getting clearer. The past is gone. It went by like dusk till dawn. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got their dues in life to pay.
Dream on.
in books, written pages, lived and learned from fools and sages.
While the choir's being seated, I want to remind you that if you're staying for social hour, it's a great day to stay. There's a discussion card on each table. It's a great place to start the discussion around our lesson today. It's right there to help you facilitate that discussion. And so the other thing I want to remind you of is mark your calendars for Sunday afternoon, October the 19th. Dr. Paul Sheely will be presenting a workshop. We are blessed. Dr. Sheely presents transformational change throughout the universe. He travels internationally, and we are truly blessed to have him here to do that for us. And Dr. Sheely's with us today. So thank you very much, Dr. Sheely. You made me nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our love offerings, our tithes, our gifts. Just take them in your hand and hold it together. If you're giving it together, we invite you to bless it together. May we bless our tithes, gifts, and offerings with the church affirmation. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you, God. Amen. They were blessing it and multiplying it in the back. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So let's take a moment and let's truly just take a moment and give thanks for the opportunity to be in service, for the opportunity to give. And we bless these gifts, these tithes, and these offerings as we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission. And that's truly transformation. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Mark Benjamin, one of our board members, has an announcement this morning.
Good morning. So do you have those aggravating things that happen in your lives at your homes or workplaces or whatever, and they just aggravate you? And after a while, you become numb to the aggravating thing, and it becomes kind of the norm. You know what I'm talking about? We had such an aggravating thing happen just now, just here at our church, where Reverend Pat gives a powerful message to us all. And when he's finished, and we're all uplifted and everything, and we want the choir to explode into song, suddenly, we're at the DMV. We're all sitting here watching a long line in front of us shuffle to wherever they're going and wondering when it's going to happen. That's an aggravating thing. And we become numb to it, and it's become the norm. And we don't want it to be the norm anymore. So we, the board, here at Unity, decided to tackle the problem. Now, we have happy news to deliver to you this morning. We have had problems before where we wanted to raise money from you, the congregation, for necessary things, such as an air conditioner or a new roof. These would be the socks and the underwear that you get at Christmas. These are things that are necessary, but they're not, yeah, hey, thank you. We are getting a new platform. We are getting a new platform. And we have worked very hard to get a good bang for the buck platform for us, for the choir that we want to honor, for Lori and Judy, for everybody. And it's coming. Now, this platform is going to have energy. We are all about energy. Reverend Pat talked about next Sunday it's going to be about energy. We're all about energy, and we don't want the energy to be broken. And it breaks whenever we have the long pause between the message and the choir presentation. No more. No. This platform will have energy. If Congress did its business on this platform, they would pass laws. If the United Nations conducted business on this platform, we would have world peace. And if the Vikings played the Packers on this platform, they would have won. Totally. Now, every single member of this board has contributed money already to this platform. We're not waiting to collect all the money for the platform. We're doing this on faith that you, just as with the air conditioner and the roof, were there for us. You will be there for us with this platform. We're going forward. We're not waiting. And we want you today to reach into your pockets, write a check, give what you can. We're going to do this, people. And I thank you.
Whoa! I've never had a standing ovation for an announcement before. Phenomenal. And you know, so Mark is available out in the garden court to answer any questions about it. Lori and Judy and I'm available. So you reach deep into your pockets, as Mark indicated, and let's get the money for this platform. We're off to a good start. We have about $20,000 out of that $45,000 that we're looking for. And the actual construction will begin this afternoon following this service. So we'll see that. So hold that, have faith. We have wonderful children, but they're not in Sunday school today, okay? Sunday church. So we have none at the 8:15 services. We know most of them come to the other two services. Let's stand and let's have together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, The power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is swell. Wow, what an announcement.
I know, I should have.
Of the rainbow, all the voices of